Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And before Trump was indicted for challenging stolen elections, Democratic communists denied election results more than 150 times on at least 150 different occasions, everyone from the two-time failed president wannabe Hillary Clinton to California Rep. Maxine Waters, to failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, has complained publicly how they felt that the election outcome did not go their way, was fraudulent. It was fraudulent because it didn't go their way. And so here he goes on to say, it turns out that every single Democrat president since 1977, every single one, has questioned the legitimacy of the American elections. This according to information compiled by the Republican National Committee. There has not yet been a Democratic president, in fact, that in this generation has accepted an election outcome favoring Republicans as legitimate. Why then are all these people not being indicted? He goes back in both in 2013 and 2016, Biden publicly stated that he thought that Al Gore rightfully won the 2000 presidential election on May 2019. Biden said he absolutely agrees that Trump was an illegitimate president after the 2022 midterm elections. Biden spoke out against those two. So there you go. I mean, every single one of them. Nancy Pelosi, listen to this. In 2006, then Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean stated that he is not confident that the 2004 election in Ohio was fairly decided. Concerning the same election, Representative Nancy Pelosi also stated she felt it was appropriate to have debate concerning the election outcome. In 2014 election results, then Bernie Sanders, no relation to me, cast doubt on the legitimacy of the electronic voting machines, which were relatively new at the time. Sanders expressed worry that some of the machines did not produce an audible paper trail. So, okay. Now, Joe.
I wanted to, if I could, just finish. There was a comment I saw where Biden's making these jokes, and this one conservative commentator said, imagine your loved one burned to death recently, and when Biden finally visits after two vacations, he jokes about how hot the ground is. Well, remember Biden had that no comment about the when they asked him about all the death and the fires. He had no comment. The next day, he said what? Oh, he and the First Lady were planning on visiting Hawaii as soon as we can. Oh, right after my vacation, as soon as we can, right after the vacation. This man, he keeps on doing stuff. Then he told a story when he was in Hawaii about, well, I know how you feel, what he was trying to say, because he said, he almost lost a house to the fire. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. You know, years ago, there was a little lightning strike on a home, and there was a little kitchen fire that got put out. It was nothing major. It was very, very minor. And he talks about how, I know, having had my house burned down with my wife in it, she got out safely, God willing, that having a significant portion of the house burn, I can tell 10 minutes make a hell of a difference. And, you know, there was a little damage in the kitchen. They got the fire under control real quickly, and nothing spread beyond the kitchen. So this guy just totally lies. And what just amazes, I guess the people want a liar for president. They love hearing the lies. They must. Otherwise, they would be demanding that, you know, he be impeached, that there's something to be gotten rid of. But the people just must love a liar.
Well, time and time again, he has said how his son, Bo, had come home from Afghanistan draped with a in his coffin, with the flag. Yeah, but he didn't. He died right there at the hospital at, what do you call it?
I know what you mean. I can't think of it either, but Walter Reed.
Walter Reed, yeah. And so, I mean, and Biden, but I think Biden, he's told that lie so many times, he believes it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he's gotten some of these stories, but in some of these stories, he's told several different ways so that, you know, is this version one or version five? To me, it's just totally, totally sickening. But he went and did something real nasty today. The Biden administration, and of course, he gives the orders. They took a big action to restrict oil gas development. A bunch of the eco groups had been after him. And they're in the Gulf of Mexico. They use the effort to protect a whale species. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM, which manages all energy development in federal waters, published a notice that they are going to expand the protections for the rice whale listed on the Endangered Species Act. And in doing so, they're going to do an end run around legal requirements, public process, putting these unwarranted restrictions on our energy production right at the time our prices, if you've noticed, the prices of energy are going up, natural gas, gasoline, everything is going up again because he's depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We can't take any more out of there.
Well, what would happen if we go to war?
Back, and now he's shut down all oil and gas production in the country.
Well, he's just following orders from his Chinese masters. That's exactly what he's doing. He, again, like I said, he does not work for he's employed. Look, China has given him and Bo so much money, they can, you know, if China decides to turn on him, the Communist Party here in America, they will listen to their Chinese counterparts even before that. Remember also, whoever it is that is the one, remember, under communism, if you can betray someone of status, someone of power, someone on a high level, if you can betray them and bring them down within the collective, that adds to your stock. And so
stock.
Now, if someone like Hillary can turn and bring old Joe down, but it'd be a hard thing for her to do that without retaliation because Joe's got enough against Hillary. But if Joe loses his mind completely, Hillary might...
Getting close.
Yeah, he might. Alrighty.
If I can, just a sec, this BOEM, they put out that all ships, regardless of size, can travel no quicker than 10 knots. Vessels can only travel through the area during daytime. They cut off they had a big lease sale set, and they removed 11 million acres of oil-rich lease blocks from a lease sale that was supposed to start next Monday. And different groups, are about four or five different groups complaining. They say that this disruption to the Gulf Coast economy, home to numerous national ports, this could affect the entire economy down there, let alone the oil and gas. So you think the gas is high today, your fuel costs, your energy costs are high. They're going up, 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 and it's going to get a lot worse very quickly.
But don't worry. Listen, NBC, ABC, and CBS will tell you you're doing fine. They'll convince you that you're doing just fine, okay? So there you go, folks. It won't be so bad because you'll believe that you're... I mean, it's an amazing thing how they have managed to dumb the people down so many of the people.
We can believe them over our own budget, our own pocketbook, our own bills, right?
Well, Bill Clinton says, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? So anyhow, we're going to listen to a clip here that we just talked about. Now, this clip, there's a movie coming out, a full-length movie, and this movie, I think, is going to be like 2,000 Mules. It's going to drive the Communist Party crazy. They don't want this out. NBC, ABC, CBS does not want you to see this movie that's coming out in October because they really show you what happened on January 6th. They really expose the corruption and the extremely dirty cops and the extremely dirty politicians and this false flag operation. So go ahead, style, and take it away.
The following presentation has been rated
P for propaganda.
Welcome to your safe and secure voting center. Meet Chad.
Hi, I'm Chad.
He's eager to participate in his civic duty.
And I am really looking forward to voting today.
Chad is voting in the most secure, state-of-the-art, democratic, digital voting system ever.
Wow, I feel like I just voted in the most safe and secure election ever.
I have a recurring dream about a theater and a movie that keeps the people asleep. A feed. I'm awake, they're not.
The 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history.
There was a time I had a classroom and could teach students to discern truth from lies. But the classroom was taken away.
He must get vaccinated or get tested weekly and wear a mask in the classroom.
There was a time I had a courtroom and could convey truth to a jury. But that's been taken away too.
I say this as someone who has had not one complaint, not two complaints, not three complaints, but five complaints and five investigations to strip me of my law license.
What happened? November 3rd, 2020 happened. A rigged election and the greatest false flag in our country's history was perpetrated to cover it up.
Do you have any knowledge of Ray Epps being a secret government agent?
No. I will say this notion that somehow the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and agents is ludicrous and is a disservice to our brave, hardworking, dedicated men and women.
So I travel, trying to wake as many people up as I can, but I can't reach enough. I'm running out of time, and my dream of reaching people and cutting the feed often feels like a nightmare. But if I could cut the feed, if I could undo the damage, if I could expose the lies.
There's still a disconnect with most Americans that don't associate what happened on November 3rd, 2020, with January 6th. But the reality is everyone that's rotting in there right now is in there because of what happened on November 3rd.
The way they chain you up, unnecessarily, they totally rattle you. They were doing something that was wrong to an American citizen.
I put my SIMS card back in my phone. Two unmarked cars pull in, surround me at the recycling center.
Somebody sprayed me with something that was very toxic to my eyes. They were forcing us to the opening. I kind of had to sit somewhere because I couldn't see.
My son, who's never been in trouble his whole life, now finds himself with two felonies, no rights, and been locked up for 2.5 years.
The weapon to carry out the theft of our voices, in the most simple of terms, a proprietary black box. A modern-day slave master that nobody sees or is convinced that doesn't exist. The chains are invisible, but the property it acquires is unspeakable. It snatches up our votes. And our votes are our voices.
How much election fraud do you think is real?
Here we go, Joe. You want to go to election fraud?
There's a lot of shenanigans. And I think there's coordinated efforts to make sure that certain people get elected.
Our team documented in Antrim external access to the EMS by an anonymous user, okay, with no credentials. That means they had full access to all of that software that was on. If they want to download that software, figure out how to subvert it, get back in, make changes, they can do anything they want to.
So not only is it not a fair election, it is a tightly controlled election that is completely predictable.
County sheriff, county recorder, they all had a 2-to-1 slope. Started from the high value and went predictably down to the lower value. The same curve appears on Dominion and Hart Intercivic and Clear Ballot and Smartmatic.
In China in particular, the advanced persistent threats, some of them are massive organizations. I'm talking about organizations with 12,000 or more people. They have whole campuses. They're larger than, you know, many U.S. universities, larger than many U.S. defense organizations, and they are solely focused on the exploitation and penetration and infiltration of U.S. and Western technology.
You have to understand the premise behind election. The elections are supposed to be fully transparent and auditable. I mean, that's written into the law. What I'm saying is nobody's following the federal law, including the vendor.
It's really simple. They know who voted. They shut it all down. They know who didn't vote. Comes back up. I went to Washington, D.C. on January 4th, 2021, and I met with counsel for Pompeo. How much surprise do you think was on his face? None.
I think I said previously that when the vice president made the certification and the litigation was complete, it was complete.
So we went around to 20% of the households in Otero County, and there were big problems with the record.
You might walk up to someone's door who has a gun in your face, and they would do America proud to blow your brains out.
Makes me more resolved to get to the bottom of it, because what we've done is we've left people like that in charge of the country.
When you get calls all hours of the night and have to constantly look over your shoulder every time you get off a plane or into an Uber.
You're gonna push me anyway. Push me. Push me.
We won't quit. Even if you kill me, I will come back and haunt you.
They will never shut me up. They'll have to kill me first. I have not yet begun to fight.
If Donald Trump's providential, aren't you providential? Ask yourself why you're here.
What exactly did you do wrong to be treated like a dangerous criminal by your government that you pay for?
Well, we don't know, because the warrant doesn't say.
If you arrest me, I can call my lawyer. But if you don't arrest me, I can't call my lawyer and you can steal my livelihood here?
Actually, we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those allegations.
Mike, hold on one second. Let's talk a little bit about...
What we're considering here is to reconsider how to rewrite this so it's not going to throw us all in jail.
And why are you scared of going to jail? Who's threatening you with jail time? That's our point.
I vote aye under duress. I found out today that I have no choice but to vote aye or I'll be arrested and charged with a felony.
If you support the alternate electors, please stand up.
Next speaker, please.
Speaker. I'm going to render my time.
As of right now, Donald Trump is facing 78 charges spreading across 3 indictments.
Former President Donald Trump returned to Washington, this time under federal indictment for allegedly trying to steal an election.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
It's not the politician you want to win, it's you. It's you. You are the red wave. You are the Red Sea. God won't part it the way that he did before because he has delegated his authority to the body of Christ to move. And when you move, you are unstoppable.
But if I could cut the feet, if I could undo the damage, if I could expose the lies,
God help us. Free us from the machines. Free the J6 prisoners. Please, God, let my people go.
Alrighty, we are back, and we're going to be doing something that's growing around the country, Joe, in the near, very, very near future. And I think I'll just wait and talk about it next week. But it's called Tactical Civics. Tactical Civics. And it's going to, well, you folks, you'll see. It's one of the ways where we, the people, can get the power back to us where it belongs. The corruption, the Communist Party has taken over. They're like a disease, like a cancer that has spread its tentacles. They've gone all through the mainstream media. The media has been totally compromised. They're totally illegitimate. The Democratic Party is a communist to the bone. There's no difference between them. They've lost all morality. There's no morality left at all. And then it's spread into Rhino. You have people like Chris Christie. He's a hornless rhino. He's a rhino without a horn. Out there going after President Trump. He's not, he's calling President Trump a coward. You know, Chris Christie, he is a hornless rhino. And so, anyhow, Joe, we have some things happening here recently. And this is a fellow called Oliver Anthony. You're familiar with Oliver Anthony?
Right now it's escaped me.
Oliver Anthony is this young redheaded fellow who's been singing his song, and it's I'm kind of really amazed. He's been singing songs called
the country guy. Yeah. Now I know what you mean.
Yeah, and so here, this clip that he plays, he talks about the rich men of Virginia. Is one of the songs that he sings, and he's talking about, we the people, talking about how the rich, how the corrupt, very, very corrupt, how the woke and that, how they've been taking advantage, and we're getting really tired of it. Well, I can see that's the way a lot of us feel, but I'm amazed, Joe. I'm watching this guy at a concert, and Joe, you had these women, grandmas, some of them were grandmas out there, and they were acting like teenage girls. They were jumping up, and for this tall, redheaded fellow with this huge beard, and I'm thinking, those women kind of lost control there, okay, a little bit here. But I can understand how finally somebody's telling the truth. The truth is getting harder to find out there. And so that is a good sign that people are getting more and more fed up, more and more tired of the corruption. And I mean complete and total corruption of the Democratic Party. And so, you know what we should do? Let's do this. Let's open the phone line and take some calls for the rest of the program. What do you think?
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. There'll probably be people there already. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, the phone lines are open. Do you know what, Rico, Joe, I've been RICO'd. They tried to RICO me three times, but all three times they were thrown out of court. And there's an article here, Watch RICO is a Tool for Tyranny, the Kozak Plan, on Rumble or YouTube. Yes, it was predicted and proven. The likes of RICO is the tool for tyranny. Judicial tyranny was predicted by the anti-federalist Brutus. Oh, those are the Brutus of the old days. The proof of RICO being the tool it has become in the Trump case was written by John Stormer. Do you remember John Stormer?
I sure do. I personally knew him.
Yeah, I personally know him, too. In fact, I got his books here in my library at home.
Yep. Yeah.
And
he saw things that most people didn't.
Yeah, he was way ahead of his time, and he was an amazing man in a number of ways. And I've had him here on a radio program at least probably 7 or 8 times. But
dare call it treason, none dare call it education. Yeah, he knew what he was talking about.
The last time I saw him and talked to him, Joe, he was what, 90 years old, and he looked like maybe 60 years old. It was unbelievable. And, he was fit and trim. It really just amazed me, okay? But anyhow, John Stormer identified RICO as one of the primary tools then into the future for use in those United States to implement the COSAC plan. And that's, again, that's what they're trying to do to President Trump today.
Trump. Well, it's a guaranteed way to get a quick conviction, but one that will not hold up in court. But by the time the appeal process, vindicates Trump, the left is hoping all the damage will be done. It's a suicide play. They know they're going to lose, but they're hoping that we'll stop him from being president before the truth comes out. And, then by then it'll be too late to do any good.
Well, you know what? The more that they go after him, the more support he gets. I was just listening to some, believe it or not, some anti-Trumpers before that said, you know what, we were very anti-Trump, but after watching what they're doing to him, we're going to vote for him. So anyhow, let's take some calls.
They figured out if they can do it to Donald Trump, then they'll do it to the next Republican that gets power, the next person that tries to do anything to stop them, break up the deep state, take away some of their power, stop the revolution. They're realizing they'll just turn their guns on somebody else and go after DeSantis or Vivek or whoever, or all of us. If they can do it to Trump, they can come after you, me, anybody out there.
We're absolutely. All right, who do we have there? Let's go. We're going to start with Timothy. He usually calls in right at the end of the program, but we're going to start with Timothy.
Good evening. Good evening, General Pastor Ernie and Lieutenant General Parson Joe. This is your loyal foot soldier that listens as often as I possibly can, whether I'm on the road or I'm in my dwelling where I can sit and listen to the whole show. Sometimes I only catch a part and I have to play it back, but nevertheless I do. The archives are wonderful because then I can not miss anything, especially the clips. I pass the clips on to other people just like I do the newsletter.
And thank you. That helps. If more people did that, it would really help.
Yeah.
Benevolence is only benevolence if it's employed. You can think about it, but unless you actually do it, it's no good.
Amen.
The most benevolent thing I can do is tell people the Great Commission, what it is, why we do it, and then, the third chapter of John, and basically, don't just read part of Romans, read all of Romans, Romans 1 all the way to the end, and then stop on, make sure you stop on 9, 10, 11, 12, and Revelation, might as well read all of Revelation, and John knew what he was doing in the fourth gospel and also in Revelation. And there's a hearkening. You want to read the Olivet Discourse and the Passion of Christ. And then get on your knees and give your heart to Jesus. And then go out and tell somebody what he did for you the next day. And then live a sanctified life until he comes and gets us. And right now I think we need to lift Donald Trump and his entire entourage, all his lawyers, pray for the judges he's going to go in front of, that God's hand is going to be mighty and swift. I'm asking the Lord to have a mighty, swift move of God and get this country back in the righteous hands.
Very good. Well, why don't you go ahead?
Is, that people are going to have to want to be willing to understand God wants them to do something. He's waiting for the church to stand up and act like Christian soldiers and run to this battle and get involved. And if the church will do what God wants.
That's where it starts. Everybody out there listening to us tonight is where you need to go to your pastor and tell him you need to be bold. You need now. Here in Ohio this November, if the folks out there listening to us, even in some of the lukewarm churches, if enough of the people in there would go up and say, look, we need you to get out and tell the people they need to go out and vote no on this this horrendous, this horrible, horrible, wicked, evil bill that they're trying to pass. This is what they call the Women's Reproductive Rights Freedom Act, that if the pastors had the guts, the courage to stand up and be bold. And people, you need to tell your pastors, this is not a political issue. It's a moral and a sin issue. It's a spiritual issue. And you are obligated to have the courage to stand up and do what you're supposed to do and quit tucking tail and run. But anyhow, we'll be back right after this.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver, a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line.
We're back. Is Timothy still with us? Okay, well, let's do a very quick prayer here, folks, for President Trump. all of you out there across the country, pray with us here. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we know President Trump's not perfect in any ways, but we know what he did. When he was in office, he did his job. He did what he was sent there to do, and he was faithful. We know he's just a babe in the Lord. But Lord, we just, again, he stood for righteous things, for righteousness, and yet the wicked, and they're so afraid of him. Well, Lord, he has the Pandora Papers. He knows the names. He's got things that they're scared, the deep state, this children, Satan's children, Hillary and all the rest of the devil's crowd out there. They're scared to death because they know if he gets back in that office, there will be justice. And those wicked, evil people will end up in that filthy, dirty D.C. jail where they put the Christian patriots. So, Lord, we ask the Lord that you would be with him. Come against the deep state. Come against the dark state. Come against those dirty cops. And turn our people free, Lord. Set our people free, Lord God. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Let's go to Nick in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Nick, you're in the air.
Awesome prayer, Pastor.
Thank you.
I pray for you and Joe every day. I love your show. I tell people at church to watch your show. I've been listening to you about a year now, and it's awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you much. We need the prayers, trust me.
Yeah, you're not kidding about that.
All my pastors, my old pastors, and you guys are on my list now. One thing I'd like to say, I love you talk about the Democrats because they are mostly all corrupt. But our government, it seems our even our Republicans, we might have 5 to 10% that are really worth anything and honest. And I just think, you want to fight against the Democrat, which I agree. But sometimes our Republicans ain't helping the situation either.
Well, here in Ohio, we got a real problem with rhinos. We got a real problem with rhinos here in Ohio. And basically what they...
It does seem to me we talk a lot about the Republicans in name only, that they're Democrats in wolf's clothing and how they, they're, you know, really putting rocks in the gears, mess everything
sure.
up on purpose.
Yeah, well, these were Democrats. See, and people should have known better because, and we try to warn them. We try to warn them. People that all of a sudden switched from the Democrats who had run as Democrats and been elected as Democrats in the past, all of a sudden a big group of them switched over and started running as Republicans. I was telling you, these are not Democrats. These are not Republicans. These are Democrats running as Republicans. And they got elected because people recognized a name and they believed what they were hearing. Because what does Hosea say? Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we tried and we tried and we tried to warn people. But, well, here like we did with issue one. We tried and we tried to warn them about issue one, but the people were deceived again.
I think politicians just put a bad taste in my mouth. Probably both sides. You could probably trust maybe 5% out of all of them. And they just play us, I believe.
Well,
all they do is play each other. And
yeah. But see, here's the difference. It's in the party platform. In their platform, if you look and say, here's what we stand for, and this is the platform they've signed, the Republicans are pro-life, the Republicans are pro-family, pro-marriage, okay? On the other side, if everything that God's Word in the Bible calls a sin is in the Democrat Party platform, if you could invent a new sin tonight, it would be in their platform tomorrow, okay? And that's the difference.
I get it. It just, I don't know, politicians leave a bad taste in my mouth.
I hear you. This is...
Well, we've got to quit. See, that's also the fault of the voters because we keep reelecting people who lie, who profit from, instead of working to help serve the people they're elected to represent, they enrich themselves. And the fault has to come back to we, the people, because we keep electing these people. We don't seem to learn, and it's time to throw a lot of these bums out, give some other people a chance. You know,
a long time ago, the founding fathers sometimes would talk people into running that really didn't want to run. They didn't want to be a politician, but people got together and said, we need somebody like you to help, you know, be a leader. And that's kind of what we need to do, find good people to run, encourage them to
run. That's how we got Donald Trump. Trump really didn't want to run. He did not want to run. He had a pretty good life. But remember all of those four-star generals that were purged by Obama?
Came and talked to him. We need you. Yeah.
Right. They were, and they knew he could do it. And they so that's why he did. Now he doesn't need this. I mean, he's at his age. He's like you and me. You know, there's a lot of things we could do. We're kind of tired little workhorses, but the cause is a righteous cause. The cause is a righteous cause.
100%.
And that's why we have to keep fighting as long as we can, huh?
Definitely. You guys are great.
Well, God bless you.
We're doing this because the Lord called us to do this, not because we're trying to get notoriety or rich and famous.
You guys have great information. I mean, I tell everybody to listen. I listen to you. I come out, sit in my car at 10 o'clock at night, and turn on the radio.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it because we do work hard. There's a lot of research, a lot of time put into finding this stuff and trying to cut it down to size that we can present it in a simple manner. Some of this stuff...
I give you guys a lot of credit. A lot of credit.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much. God bless, my friend. Let's go to Cleveland, and we have Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're in the air.
God bless you guys. You guys are, man, what a blessing to have you guys on public radio airwaves spewing the truth out. What a blessing.
I can't believe we're still on the air personally.
Yeah.
They're trying to cut out AM radio. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what Bloomberg bought out three stations. When we were in New York, he bought out the whole thing just to get us off the air. And we get money. Yeah. And that moveon.org has been trying to get me off the air for 20 years. And we're still here, though. Praise the good Lord for that. They tried to pressure us.
The things they've done to Salem.
Yeah.
They'll do anything. They have the power and the money, you know, BlackRock and all that stuff. They can do anything.
I think it bugs them that we work for free, that we're doing this in service to the Lord. We're not doing this to make money, and I think it drives some of the liberals insane.
Because there's power in truth.
Absolutely.
There sure is, especially God's truth. That's where the power is.
That's why that one song was so powerful, because it was true from the heart.
Yeah. Which one?
Which one? I can think of several.
Anthony Oliver, what is his name?
Oh, okay, yeah. Anthony Oliver. Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just say something about this Bowie fiasco, I call it. It's a crime scene, I believe.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's a huge crime scene.
They're saying they're finding families huddled together in ashes. What I thought was that maybe what that was a show of force to China.
What you have here, you have satanic undertones, in there. And everyone, you know, right there on that island where that happened right there, they used to sacrifice virgins, a lot of them, okay? But you'll notice, see, there's a wickedness and an evil there, and it's like a ritual. And what happens is it's like those, like... The deep state, the Democrats, whoever, is like they offered up a sacrifice to their god, Satan. They offered those people up.
Have you heard some of the things that the the mayor and the governor have said to these reporters?
Well, that is
ball.
Yeah.
Well, I know the one guy is trying to blame global warming, and a lot of people are speaking out against the government. There's an awful lot of different views going on.
The governor's house is surrounded by charred houses, and his stands alone, unscathed.
Well, you know, you had the group there. You started with Oprah, with Will Smith, with Bill Gates, with Mark Zuckerberg. You had with Madonna. You had all of them. And if you watched how that fire started, it started in a perfect circle, and it totally went around their mansions and burned up in between. Like I said, this was like a sacrifice.
Leave their mark.
Yeah. And you know,
showed themselves.
Yeah. You know, it was energy weapons because, like a microwave, because all of those boats way out in the water, those boats way away.
Water.
All of a sudden, you saw them burst into flames. And what happens? That's what happens when you have high-intensity microwave, okay? I know of a number
Without
of cases yeah, that happened.
No question.
So,
no question.
All righty. Well, listen, thanks for calling. We're going to have to move on.
All right. Have a great night, guys.
You do the same. Thanks for calling. How much time do I have over there, Style?
About 7 minutes.
Okay. We're going to have to, Joe, you've got about 6 minutes. Do you want to give an invitation tonight? Can you do it in 6 minutes?
I sure can. You know, so often we go through the different scriptures and we talk about how you can get to heaven. But the one thing I guess I want to do a little differently is I remember I was raised in the Episcopal Church, and for many years I memorized I was an acolyte, memorized all the different services and prayers, and there was a lot of show. And I realized as I was growing up, I really didn't know anything about Jesus. Somebody asked me about being born again. I had no idea what they were talking about. And I strayed a long way from the church and from the Lord that I'd spent so many years, I thought, in service, and then realized so many things I was told were wrong. You know, called the priests, they weren't priests, called them father. Well, the Bible said, call no man father. And later on, it was like the Holy Spirit just touched me and woke me up. But we all have a yearning. We all have a yearning. And that many people fill with sex or drugs or gambling or action sports or whatever. There are many, many things you can fill it with. But they never satisfy because that longing in your heart is to know Jesus. It was planted there because he made us physically, he made us spiritually. And he wants us to become his children, spiritual children, not just children of the flesh, but of the spirit. And he loved us enough that he went and placed his human body to be beaten, tortured, humiliated, belittled, and then suffered the most painful death that this world had been able to devise at that time, death on the cross. And when he went there, he did the greatest thing of all. He took your sins and my sins, and he paid the price for you and me. He died, just think, on a sinless, spotless soul. He took all of the horrible, ugly sins of this world, the hate, the deceit, the cheating, the violence, all the horrible emotional damage that could be done, and the physical damage, the rapes, the abuse, everything, on that sinless, spotless soul. And I got to thinking my sins must have been like a boulder hurled down upon him. He did it because he loved us. Now, if we love him, we need to go to the Father. We need to call upon God the Father and repent from the heart that our sins were responsible for placing his son on that cross, that he had to suffer that horrible, horrible death because the wages of sin are death. God himself, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin are death. John 3:36, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. We were sinners. And when we repent, God will forgive us. He's quick to forgive. And once we're forgiven, we can ask Jesus to be Lord of our life and receive his gift of eternal life. But we have to ask him to be Lord of our life. We have to ask without reservation. We can't make deals. We have to completely accept him as Lord. And then he can send us the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of God himself in our physical body. We become our own high priest. Our bodies become a temple. We become this new creation, a born-again believer, born of the Spirit. That's the indwelling of the Spirit. And then we can become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God himself, a joint heir with Jesus, an everlasting life, and your life will change. You will find peace and joy that will see you through every adversity that this life can throw at you. But it's a decision that each and every one must make for himself. Nobody can make it for you. You can't just say the words. You have to, if you're not sure, you have to go into Scripture and read and study and see what Jesus did for you. And then with your heart, you have to, if thou shalt confess, Romans 10:9-13, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou
1 minute, Joe. 1 minute, Joe. Go ahead.
Then you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I am not ashamed to be a child of the kingdom, a son of God, and to tell all of you out there, I needed a Savior terribly. And it changed my heart, my life, and I am so grateful for God's gift to me. I want you all to find that same peace and joy and love that I received. Do it tonight. You may not have a tomorrow. Your heart could stop beating. You could have an accident. An explosion could happen in your home.
Yeah, that's going to happen tonight, Joe. How many of those people in Maui do you think were expected to die on that day? How about 9/11?
Anyone did.
Right. And so, folks, don't run out of tomorrows tonight. Do what he tells you. Don't do that. Well, until we're at that time again where we say good night.
Good night.
And we say, God bless.
Bless.
Then we say, always, always, always.
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills. I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.